Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
The reason why Halloween is supposed to be celebrated just one day a week, okay? One day a month. Oh, you're recording. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's start. Now I'm like really amped up.
You are amped up. I had to click record because I'm like, she's going off on a tangent on you Halloween people decorating in September with your 12-foot skeletons in your front yard.
Okay, let's go.
We have feelings. Okay, well, guys, we are back with a new episode. It's September.
It's September for us. It's officially fall because, I mean, I just get really excited. It's also my birth month, and I'm like, yes.
Hey. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, yes.
Yeah, we're recording this on September 1st. You guys will get this in a couple of days because it's a Friday, so this will go live on Sunday. But basically, now that it's September, I feel like fall is upon us. Like, put your bikinis away. Summer girlies, count your days. Like,
yeah,
we're ready.
Fall ends at Labor Day, so have fun this weekend.
Yeah, but it's showtime.
Yeah, Steph wants to see you in sweaters and turtlenecks. Starting yeah. September 5th.
Unless you're on vacation.
Yeah, okay, fine. Unless you're on vacation. Unless you're on a dreamy beach vacation.
Yes. Okay, so how to romanticize your life, fall edition. So we're going to get into fashion, home, travel, all the best of the best for fall, like how to have the best fall ever, basically, is what we're diving into today. So let's get into it.
Yeah, we're excited about fall. There's the things that we're going to be doing for fall, things we want to do for fall, just to get everybody kind of in the festive season. It's definitely my favorite season because I feel like summer is so long and prolonged in Texas that at September, my mind just flips and I'm like, it's fall season. I don't care. I don't want summer anymore. I just want to block it out of my mind. And I just like start this like transitional phase, which I think it is. I mean, if we really only get like 3 months of just like festive time, let's just soak it all in because it's like start of the holiday season. We kick it off with Labor Day. Then there's Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. New Year's. Yeah. All good times.
It's like the beginning of a really good time. So we're excited. Okay, so let's kick this off with talking a little bit about home. So I know I just did a little bit of decorating. I have like part one of my, or I should say phase one of my decor is up. I'm going to try to get a little bit more. What about you?
I actually haven't done any fall decorating in a while because after we moved to Austin, I was just like not in the mood. But now that we're renovating our home, I'm slowly doing it. I actually haven't invested in a lot of fall specific pieces. Like this year, I got a new bedding, which is like really nice. It's from Pottery Barn. If you guys are following Canary Collective, you must have seen it in my guest room photos. It's this beautiful like denim colored navy with this brown floral print on it. It's really pretty. But what I like about it is that it's got a darker side and then you flip it over and it's got a lighter side. So you can actually use it for all seasons. It's not just fall specific, but I like that I can just switch it up a little bit that way. So yeah, that's what I've done with the house really. I haven't really done much, but I want to do things. Like for example, there's this candle that they release at Bed Bath & Beyond. Not Bed Bath & Beyond, oh my gosh. Bath & Body Works, and it's called Autumn. Have you smelled that, Steph?
No, I haven't. I'm really not a Bath & Body Works girly.
I've not been for a really long time, and I discovered this in college when I used to be a Bath & Body Works girly. I feel like everybody was back in those days. Oh, yeah,
cucumber melon. You couldn't tell me shit about cucumber melon, okay?
And sweater weather. Oh, my God. Those were, like, the best candles. Anyway, so that candle has always been one of my favorites, and they only release it in the fall. I love that scent. So I definitely want to get one of those because I recently just remembered it again. And I actually want to try, like, a stovetop potpourri because I see it. Not potpourri. Oh, my God. Potpourri. Cannot talk. But if you haven't used potpourri, it's a life changer, by the way. Anyways, stovetop potpourri. Have you ever tried one of those?
No, but you know I'm not a domestic girly either. Yeah. I don't know what kind of girly I am.
I'm really into it. I want to try it. I've never tried it before. So I found this recipe, and you boil like apple and orange slices with some vanilla and cloves, and you basically just let it come to a boil, and you let it simmer, and it's supposed to make your home smell like fall. And I saw like an influencer doing it in her little like pumpkin shaped cast iron thing, which I thought was so cute. So I'm like, I definitely want to try that. I'm going to keep you guys posted on if I like it. Apparently, you're supposed to let it come to a boil and then put it down to a simmer, and then you just forget about it. And it just makes your home like really fragrant, and it's all like natural. It doesn't have any synthetic fragrances, which is also kind of nice, honestly. Because then you're not burning candles or whatever. It's a very inexpensive way to like add a little bit of fall magic to your home.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so I actually, this is like my first year decorating for fall. So I've kind of like really gotten into it. But I got some Mackenzie Childs fall decor.
I love Mackenzie Childs.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me all about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. I got some gorgeous pumpkins. You know, my cabinets in my kitchen are kind of like a gray with a nice like teal blue undertone. Mm-hmm. So there are these pumpkins that match it perfectly. So I have a set of three. There's like a ginormous one, a medium-sized one, and then a little mini baby that I have in my corner. And then this beautiful vase that I'm going to put some like flowers or long stems in. I'll have to like maybe go to a craft store because I don't want them to be real. I just want like some pretty flowers or something just to, you know, put in there.
Let's just spruce it up.
Yeah, just so it's not a vase sitting on my counter. And then I did these beautiful candlesticks. I've moved those to my fireplace, and they have these like cute little miniature pumpkins that I put around those, and they have these like really fun funky candles, like the long candlesticks. They have just like fun ones that have polka dots and stripes and plaid, and they're just like so beautifully made. It's $28 for a set of two, and I was just like, I don't know, they're beautiful, you know. I think
are you gonna burn them?
No.
There we go.
No,
I need to get on the Mackenzie Childs bandwagon because I feel like they're really upping their home decor. And like, you don't have to get like everything from them because that's like too much. But like, I like that you have like a few things here and there that you can like build your fall collection with, which is cute.
Yeah. So I feel like I have some like good core pieces because I got some stuff for the dining room table too, like a couple more pumpkins. And then from there, I'm going to probably hit up maybe like Home Goods, you know, TJ Maxx, those kind of stores, just to find something like other little touches that are more affordable and just kind of fill in some spaces. Like I need to finish the bottom part of my fireplace. Like I have my mantle done, and then I just wanted to put something like down on the ground part. So we're getting there.
Yeah,
but I did
nice.
A little TikTok video that's on my TikTok. Maybe we'll also share it on our page, but yeah, we're getting into the season.
I love it. I actually need to go to Home Goods just to check it out. I've never been to Home Goods for anything seasonal. I know.
Who
I literally have
you?
Not. No, I know. Why have I never been to Home Goods for anything seasonal? I don't get it.
Have you ever been to Home Goods, period?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
But I never go like look for like fall decor there or just like Christmas. I should do that. I don't know why I haven't done that because I hear
you
it's
should.
Like amazing.
It's Candyland. Yeah. Like
really
make sure, like take your card, credit, debit, whatever. Okay. And then just make
be
it
be ready
rain.
To be spendy. Basically.
Yes. Get a couple
also
of
probably
cards.
A trip to Target.
Yes. But I feel like you get more for your money at Home Goods. I feel Target's like has good stuff, but I don't know. I feel like you could probably get more at Home Goods.
I'm going to have to do this. I don't know why I haven't. And then I'm also really excited to go and buy some like outdoor plants for fall, like mums and actually pumpkins too. I really like the combination of mums and pumpkins. They're just so timeless and classic. And I want to put some in like my front door area and then some in my porch. I'm like slowly trickling into my gardening era. Like I started with orchids before, which is like a really interesting plant to start with, like orchids. Which are like surprisingly really easy to maintain. And then I went to hydrangeas and I'm like, okay, if I can keep these two alive, I'm going to slowly get more. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing much better than I thought I would. I've actually not killed them. They're blooming and they're healthy. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm going to become a plant mom soon. So I'm going to try to get some mums for my porch that I can actually look at and enjoy the weather. So that'll be nice. I'm actually really looking forward to patio weather.
Yeah, I was just telling my kids that I need to like get some new patio furniture for outside. I do not have a green thumb. I had this plant and it got taken by the Plant Protective Society or whatever, like CPS.
What?
The PPS, my mom.
Wait, is this real or are you making this up?
I'm making it up, but my mom basically took my plant because for plant abuse, and so she's got it.
I love it. I love it. And the plant is thriving now.
Yes, she's being repotted. I got it like 5 years ago, maybe actually almost 7 years ago, and I never repotted it from its original container. And so, it's being repotted and thriving, and I'm hoping to get, you know, my rights back to have it back in my home soon.
I love it.
But I'm definitely not ready for mums. I cannot handle mums. I can barely handle the one I have. I don't even know what it's called. But yeah.
It's okay. You have three children to take care of. So that's a completely different story.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, as much as we complain about the heat in Texas, I think winter in Texas is like my favorite ever.
What winter, girl? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
In February?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like when the weather is actually cool, we have like beautiful weather. It's just like cold, but it's not freezing and we don't have snow. It's just like really enjoyable. Texas in like the cold months is very enjoyable and a very pleasant place to be.
I agree.
Like we get so many days of just like clear skies, sun, and like 50 degree, 40 degree weather. That's like literally my favorite weather in the entire world. Like if I was in that weather all the time, I would be a completely different human being and like be thriving like no other.
I feel you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's
another
get into
thing.
Fashion.
No, I want to talk one more thing. I want to talk about cozy fall movies.
Okay,
I'm,
we'll
like,
get into
really
it, girl.
Into, I'm really into it. I actually was thinking about things that I can do at home and just like chill and, you know, like I get myself in the mood. And I found some fall movies that I just wanted to share with you guys just in case you want to have a movie night. These are all old movies. They're like nostalgic movies. So I just finished watching It's Complicated. It's on Netflix. I've seen it 100 times, but I hadn't seen it in a while and I watched. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
It's like really cute. It's like a rom-com with oh my God, Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, and Meryl Streep. It's so good. I really liked it. And then You've Got Mail, Autumn in New York.
That's cute.
When Harry Met Sally, and Dead Poets Society. Those are the four that are on my list right now. I don't like watching horror movies, so I never get into like the Halloween-y side of things. But like these are like the cozy fall movies that I have. Oh, and Sweet Home Alabama. I really like watching like nostalgic old rom-coms.
Yeah, that's cute. See, my husband's
cozy
into
vibes.
Like horror films.
Oh, God,
I just can't get into it. Yeah,
me and Rami are like deathly scared of horror movies, so we never watch it. But yeah, I mean, I feel like if your spouse is into it, then yeah, you have to leave the room.
Yeah, I'm like totally in another room.
Yeah. Okay, fashion. I know we talked about this last time, so we're going to keep it brief.
Yeah, very brief. But basically, yeah, summer girlies, the time has come. We're switching it over. I think like we were holding on to summer for a while. But honestly, I used to love summer so much, but it's so hot. Like
I know.
Summer 15 years ago, we were not like it was not 112. It was not 114. Okay. Like I was not dying. I don't know. It's just way too hot.
I feel like also as an adult, we're just like complaining about the weather more, you know?
I know.
It's like a rite of passage.
Right. My kids don't even go outside and play. They're like, it's too hot. I'm like, I feel you. It is too hot. So
yeah, I know. Poor Humphrey. He's gained like 2 pounds and I need to make him lose it somehow.
Oh, Humphrey.
Because it's too hot. Yeah.
It is. You need to get him a walking pad.
Oh my gosh. He's like scared of my walking pad. Every time I'm on my walking pad, he like runs under the bed and he just wants to stay there. Anyways.
Oh
okay. I'll tell you what I'm really into for fall. Reds. I know we said that you didn't like reds, but now I'm thinking it's more like not like cherry red. It's more like a burgundy and a maroon red. I'm really into it. I feel like I need to bring it back. I was just unpacking my closet finally, because now we actually have closets installed in the house, and I found my little like Dior, the classic Dior bag, and it's burgundy. Oh yes. And then I also found my little furry Fendi bag, and I'm like, and it's brown, so I'm like, red and brown need to be my theme for this holiday season.
Yeah, for you. Yes. For I think me, mine will me. Be more like browns, like neutrals, like different shades of brown will probably kind of be where I stay. Blacks. I will add pops of color. I do enjoy wearing color.
You wear green a lot.
Yeah, I do like green. So maybe like finding fun tones to play with for fall will be nice. I love tall boots. I'm very excited about pulling those out for fall. Hats. I have a new hat coming, which I'm very excited about. I went to like this event in Frisco, Texas, which is like a suburb of Dallas. There's the PGA that just opened there, but they have an Omni there, and they make custom hats at one of the stores on the property. So I have this like really pretty fall hat coming. It's custom. It'll have like my initials on the back. So I look forward to wearing that. Blazers, trench coats, all that good stuff. But that's kind of like, that'll be my fashion vibe.
Yes. I feel like good trench has always been a staple, but they are definitely bringing it back this season. Lots of people wearing trenches, which I really like. It's like a very nice light layer to wear, especially if you live in like a milder climate, in terms of it's not like snowing and deathly cold. You can definitely get away with wearing a trench often.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I feel like we have a small window, and I have two of them, so I'm gonna definitely wear them this year for sure.
Yes. Fall vacations.
Let's transition into fall vacations. Let's talk about it.
We talk about going to Wyoming so much. I feel like we need to make it there at some point, because it's always like consistently ranked of one of the best places in the U.S. to visit in the fall, as is New England. I have never been, and I really need to go to like see fall foliage in New England, because it looks so dreamy and like completely unreal.
I would
a lot
love
of people
to
say
it.
Maine too. Have you been to
I've
either?
Heard that too. No, I haven't. I have not. I'm definitely down for Wyoming. I have so much travel coming up, and so do you. But maybe we could do a quick weekend.
Yes, we're going to have to figure out some time. But I mean, the good thing is, like, I feel like by the time fall foliage rolls around, it's like late November, even early December-ish. So I think we have some time to plan it.
Yeah, we could totally figure something out.
And if you guys didn't listen to our Vancouver episode, I know we went in the summer, but Vancouver is apparently one of the best places to be in fall. Like, British Columbia, to go to like the islands. It's really pretty. You know what we didn't see, Steph, when we went to Vancouver was Bouchard Gardens. Remember we went for a little bit We totally missed that. Apparently it's like amazing. We're gonna have to go back at some point.
Yeah, we will. We'll definitely have to go back. Okay, so that's like what is considered like the best vacations for fall, but what we actually have coming up. Sarah, do you want to share yours? You have a big one.
Oh my God. I'm going to Japan and South Korea for my birthday. I'm so excited. I have never been. It's been on my bucket list for a really long time. We were planning on going in like 2019, and then the pandemic happened and lots of things happened, and we just delayed. And I was telling Rami, now it's time to go. I'm even more excited that we were able to get our tickets just on credit card points, which was the best feeling ever. So we're going for like 2.5 weeks. And I was telling Steph, it's like such a different way of living, and like just getting acclimated with everything and how to go and planning everything has taken up so much of my time, which I wasn't expecting it to, like a lot more than I was anticipating. But I'm going to share my itinerary with you guys once I'm back, like share all the dates just to make it easier for you in case you guys want to go as well.
Yes, I cannot wait to follow along. That's going to be such an epic trip. Jason actually has Japan on his bucket list. So I'm sure he will want to get all the details too.
You guys are going to have to go at some point.
Yes, I definitely want to go. My fall trip, because the kids have a fall break and they just started doing this last year and we didn't really plan for it last year. We kind of already had another trip planned, but we're actually going to be back at the beach. So you guys will see me in a swimsuit again in October.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah. But we're going to take the kids to Cozumel because we haven't been there in a really long time. The kids were really young when we went the first time. And we actually went when we were on a cruise like three times. So we just kind of stopped that way versus like actually staying there. So we'll be there for 7 days. And then when we get back, we'll be back for like a day or two, and then we go to Puerto Rico for
a few days.
Oh my
God, have fun.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Cozumel has some of the most beautiful beaches, and I've never been to Puerto Rico, but I hear their beaches are amazing.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of beach situations coming up, and I can't wait to share that with you guys too. Definitely not really like a fall vibe, but you know, it's cheaper
to travel
this time of year usually.
Oh my God, yes. Fall travel is the best. If you can swing it, because it really, like, there are less tourists, everything is cheaper. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like to take a tropical vacation when it starts getting really cold, if they live in, like, really cold climates. So, you know, because a lot of people like to take tropical vacations for, like, Christmas.
Yes, yes. It's kind of like their getaway from the cold weather.
Right. Okay, let's talk about things that give us the ick for fall.
Our fall icks. And if you love these icks, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's all subjective. It's all subjective, guys. This is just very personal to us.
Yeah, our icks. We kind of like compiled a little list. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so you were saying fake fall foliage in the house. And I kind of agree. You won't catch me with fake leaves.
No, I don't know. Fireplace. I feel like some people do it really well, but for me, every time I've gotten them, I just can't style them the right way, and they just end up looking like really cheapy. So I'm like, I'm just gonna not try so hard with them. You know, like I've tried it, and I don't know. I just can't get the look right. I maybe haven't styled it right, but I'm just like not into it. So definitely not getting any kind of fall leave situation in my house.
I think the only way I would do it is if it was a neutral, like it would be completely not the way most people do it. It would be like white and brown, like different those tones, like neutral tones. I could probably see myself playing a little bit with that, but then it kind of defeats the purpose of how most people do it. But that would be my vibe.
Personally. I feel like I could, if I knew how to properly style it, I could do like reds, like kind of like a maroon, like a deep red. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been able to do it, so I'm just not into it. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, if you're going to do it, invest in the good ones. You don't want the plastic, like, cheapy-looking ones. I've seen some scary things on the internet.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's true. That's true. If you want to do it, just spend a little bit more money and get stuff that actually looks a little bit realistic.
Yeah. Okay, this next one, go ahead. Just say it.
PSL. Okay, we are both not into it. I don't get it. I don't get the hype. I don't get the taste. Sorry if we're offending so many people. I feel like we've offended like hundreds of thousands of people at this point by saying this, because there's like a serious like fan girling thing that happens.
Yeah,
for
there's
PSL.
People who show up like the first day that it arrives to Starbucks. Like, what is wrong with you? It's a syrup, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I'm pretty
gross.
I'm pretty sure it's just a syrup.
It's disgusting.
But yeah, I don't know. I've never been into it. I've tried it once because I just really wanted to see what the hype is about. And I'm sorry to say I did not finish that drink and I never ordered it again.
I've never had one and I never will. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't get into
it. You're not missing out on much, really.
Yeah. I'm not a pumpkin girly. Yeah,
no,
maybe, you know, brew some pumpkin seeds, talk to me then. I don't know. But a syrup being squirted into some liquid, disgusting. I
don't Steph is really not into PSL, guys. Okay, another one we're not into is basic fall girlies. Sorry again, but we're not into it.
Well, I think it's there's layers to this, though. It's the girlies yes. with the oversized plaid scarves. Like, if we're still doing that, I mean, wear what you want to wear. It's just not, it's not what I would wear at this point. Like, I was into it in 2014, 2015. I think I've evolved since then. Like, the big hat, yeah. the big scarf, and the tall tan boots, and the, you know, the sweater dress.
Yeah. It's yeah, a very specific look.
You tilt your head to the side, and you're posing, you're smiling with your PSL. Yeah. I can't
get it. I feel like those influencer photos have gone viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody kind of knows what we're referring to in the sense of like a basic fall girly uniform. We're not into yeah. it, guys. We're not into it.
I think, yeah, I feel like there's more to fall, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely doesn't have to be just that as a uniform, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with a PSL in your hand. No, no, no.
Right.
No,
yeah. No. Let's branch out a little bit. There's so yeah. much more to fall. So much more. Okay, you were talking about when we first started our conversation, Halloween decor in September. Sarah was going off on a tangent.
Yeah, I'm not into it, you guys. I just can't. I don't know why. First of all, I've never been into Halloween because I didn't grow up in the U.S. and I just don't get the holiday to begin with. I feel like there's something, things that are like actually like seriously wrong with Halloween. Okay, I'll tell you why. Should I go off on my tangent? But these are just my reasonings of what I think. Do you want to know?
I mean, sure, please. I'm okay. curious.
So for Halloween, I feel like it was just kind of like a holiday that's like garnered to get kids addicted to all kinds of like sweets and candy. Because I just don't get that tradition. I feel like now, because there's so much more information available to us, we can see how sugar can actually be so bad for your body, and it's considered literally a drug, and like the havoc and damage it causes to your body and to your cells. And I feel like getting kids addicted with just like the hype of Halloween and like going and collecting like all this candy that they could be literally eating for a year just to get them addicted to sugar and to like certain candy brands and stuff, I feel like it's just like a really weird thing. Like I wouldn't like promote it to children that way personally. That's just what I'm thinking. I don't think like it's the right way of going on about it. This is just like my thing about why I don't like love Halloween as a holiday to begin with. And I never got like the idea of like dressing up. Like, yeah, it's fun, but like I do think it can be like super expensive too, with the added pressure on parents to like, oh, like now what kind of costume do you need to get? Or like costumes can be expensive or like whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a moneymaker, a commercial holiday. I'm sure there's more, maybe there's more history behind it. We haven't dug that deep, but you know, I
feel
you.
This is just what I think about it as somebody who didn't grow up in the US and then coming here. And I was like, even when I was in college, I was like never into it. And now in my late 30s, I'm absolutely not into it. I don't get Halloween decor. I think it's just hideous to begin with. Like anything that they put out, it's like, it's not chic. Like I don't want to put a black crow on my dining table with a black candle. Like that's not beautiful to me. This is just very personal for me. I don't want to decorate my house with spider webs and ghosts and jack-o'-lanterns. No, I mean, I know it's funny, no, yes, but also it's just like, how is this aesthetically pleasing and beautiful? Like, it's just not. It's like not the vibe that I strive for in my life.
Yeah.
It's
very personal.
It's very personal. Steph was laughing at me because we weren't recording, but I said it just like, why would you want your home to look like a freak fest for like 2 months? You know, like, yeah. I just don't get it. Like, the massive skeletons outside and stuff. Like, I'm not – and, like, the giant, beyond, bigger-than-life spiders and the cobwebs. And I just don't get it. I don't think I'll ever get it. I can't wrap my head around it. Sorry.
I feel you. I don't
Sorry,
really...
not sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't decorate for Halloween, really. The kids definitely, you know, get dressed up, go trick-or-treating, and do all of that stuff. But yeah, I have to agree with you. The 12-foot skeletons that have become really popular, I think it's so interesting. So interesting. Like, a big skeleton. Like, these are massive. Like, 12
They're as tall as your house, basically.
Yeah. Like, my husband is 6 feet, so two of him.
Yeah, that's... but, like, I've seen skeletons that go up to, like, the roof line of people's homes.
It's really – people really get into it. It's interesting to me.
But I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know why. And I feel like it's becoming another, like, ultra-commercialized thing where people feel like, oh, well, Halloween's coming up, so now I need to spend more money. Like, you know, like, I feel like we should be better consumers than just always jumping on every trend and, like, following – the crowds and the masses. Like, I think we have enough information in our generation to be able to make our own decisions and not fall for, like, the commercialism of it all. My two cents.
It gives you the ick.
It gives me the ick. Yeah. I don't know if I would say it's the ick. I just don't understand it.
Oh, it gives you, no. From the way you just described it, if that's not an ick, I don't even want to know what your real icks are.
Exactly. I mean, PSL is an ick. Like, corny fall sayings are an ick. Like, falling in love, or like, oh my gourd, or like, I don't know. You know, just those dumbest shit. Like, that's an ick. Like, or like, wait, there's another one I saw that was hilarious. Leave me alone. Yeah, those are icks. Halloween,
honestly, if you're wearing that shirt, you don't have to worry about me bothering you anyway. Like, ever in life.
I know. You're like, you're not my kind of human. Sorry.
But anyway, guys, we kind of went off on a tangent, but those were our fall icks. But yeah,
I have one more. Witches get stitches.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm done.
A playoff of snitches get stitches. Even better.
Oh my
witches.
God, even this is the worst. Okay. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you guys are still listening, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Please, please, please rate and review if you haven't. It will truly help us out a lot. And we will see you guys next Sunday.
Yes. See you next Sunday. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Bye.